This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here he is, Dr. Sean Ritchie, to start the new year, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. 8 locations, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia. MaryDanston.com, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. If you know anyone who has neuropathy, please give them this information and tell them that there is hope. Now, if you call that number today, leave your first and last name and a working number, they will get back to you. So, again, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, thousands upon thousands of people they have cured from that dreaded disease that is neuropathy. Doc, great to see you. What better way to start off a new year and by helping people get rid of neuropathy? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yeah, helping people with neuropathy. But first off, I'll tell you, we've known each other for 8 years, and 7, 8 years. And all those years, you're like, oh, I just got to take care of myself. And just talking a few minutes ago, boy, you look great, man.
Thanks, brother.
You look awesome.
Well, you know what? You've been a big help, very much of a motivational aspect of my life. That neuropathy thing that you helped me beat got me back up on the treadmill, got me exercising again. And as they say, voila, I'm back.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yes. And that's the joyous thing that we do. You know, these people that suffer with neuropathy are led to believe that there's absolutely no hope and that it's only going to get worse on them. And, you know, we've been doing this for 10 years now. We've seen over 12,000 people, and almost every patient that qualifies for our program can get anywhere from 50 to 100% better. But more importantly, it's not going to get worse, you know, to stop it from getting worse. But like you said, get back on the treadmill,
yeah.
Get back to living life again. I mean, that's the fun thing that we do. You know, one of our questions that we ask on that first initial consultation is, you know, what has it stolen from you? You know, if we get rid of that neuropathy or get you 50% better, you know, what would you do differently? What would you do that you used to do? And that's the stuff I love to help people.
Well, let me tell you what you've done for me, the neuropathy thing, which I can't thank you enough. And you've helped so many of my friends, and you've given them that first step to the rest of their life back again. But you are such a motivator, and I don't even think you realize it. You just have this ability to make people believe they can do big things. But so just last night, you know, I always at the last second see something, then I go over and start working on it, you know. So I noticed there was some cobwebs underneath this shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So I got down on the floor, got my sweeper, got the nozzle, and did what I had to do. And do you realize, because of the neuropathy and being overweight, I wouldn't have been able to do that a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And I got up really easy.
Yeah.
And it was like my little thing like that. And I went, I can't believe it. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, that neuropathy, your balance and the issues that you can get with it. And when you're overweight, as I was because of the pandemic pounds, it literally immobilizes you.
Yeah.
But because of that, it was effortless because of the weight loss, the neuropathy pretty much being gone now. I'm telling you, I see it every day in my own self, what you've done for me. And you're doing this for thousands of people. And what people need to know, whether it's Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle, Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, it's the same mindset across the board.
It is. I mean, they say about 10% of people have this. That's a lot of people. That's over 30 million people suffering with this. So it's not just this local area. It's all across the country. But, you know, it's those things that we take for granted now, you know, for you that you can start to do those things, bend down and get the cobwebs that people, they lose ability. Like when I try to set that goal, like, what would you start to do? Simple things like, I'd love to clean the house, you know, just to be able to mop the floor or stand at the kitchen and cook. Mm-hmm. You know, I get these people that all they want to do is cook Christmas dinner or you know, cook dinners in general. They can't stand there and do it anymore. And, you know, that's like their passion, the stuff that they love to do. And man, I mean, I've listened to a lot of stories. I mean, this is what we do. Every day I go into work, we have new patients and I hear stories. So it's a lot of stories that are very similar in their journey. But man, is it heartbreaking to hear how it has stolen some people's lives and how it affected. Like if I would sit there and I would wake up and I know what my day is going to be, I'm going to wake up, my feet are going to be very numb and I'm going to have some balance issues walking around worrying about falls.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'm getting this tingling that will burn. I'll be sitting there and get the stabbing pain through my foot or my hands. And then all of a sudden it's like, hold on, it should go away. Let me rub it. Let me, you know, it's a sprained ankle. It'll get better, but it doesn't. It gets worse. So these people just sit there and then God forbid you want to go get some sleep. Your heart slows down. You get less circulation down to those damaged nerves and they want to even activate more. I had my 9th grade history teacher at my office and he had neuropathy from diabetes. Mm-hmm. And his was really bad. He had it for a long time. It got to the point he was in a walker.
Right.
And he had every symptom that neuropathy can deal. You know, the pain, electric shock, stabbing, numbness, balance issues. And he would go to bed at night and he would fall asleep for about 45 minutes. And he'd get woken up with this electric shock, a stabbing pain that would wake him out of a dead sleep. And then it wouldn't go away. He'd get these cramps that were turning his feet. He'd have to get up and walk for like 2 hours. Then he would go back to bed for 45 minutes again. Same story over and over. And then during the day, it wasn't quite as bad, but here it is. And, you know, this is every day of his life. And the medical model only says that here's some more gabapentin to try to deal with it. And it's going to get worse. He told me, he said, Sean, he said, if you could cut my feet off and say that would get rid of my neuropathy, he said, I'd hand you the saw. He goes, this is the worst thing that I could even imagine dealing with.
Horrible. And you know, the thing that we don't talk about the cramping that much, mm-hmm. but a lot of it's because you're immobile. You're not utilizing those muscles like mm-hmm. you once did. People try, well, I need to hydrate more. There's not enough salt in my diet, this, that. But if you're not using that thing that is the mobility that your feet give you and stretching and elongating muscles, you know, from your thighs to your calves, you're going to get these cramps. And if it's not the burning and the tingling and the pain shooting through your feet, these cramps are like debilitating. Oh. I mean, I've had them to where they're just, they're a nightmare within themselves. So it all kind of fits this package of neuropathy. And that's why people just need, I mean, the first treatment examination and everything, that consultation is free. They need to make the phone call. There's no reason to start this new year off on the wrong foot. No pun intended.
No pun intended. Yeah. And that's what's great. You know, you look at you last year to now, you know, you made that decision to make that difference. And a lot of people with neuropathy, they just expect it to start to get better like anything else. And it doesn't. When I started this 10 years ago, that was probably my biggest shocker to the fact that it's only going to get worse. Every patient that walks through my door and we diagnose them with peripheral neuropathy, I know that what their fate is. You know, if we don't do anything for them, it will get worse. So, I mean, everybody has these New Year's resolutions that usually fail, you know, weight loss or whatever it is. You might do it for a while, but, you know, I'm telling you that this is the time to do it. I mean, even if you, like, there was a guy that was just finished our 90-day program,
mm-hmm.
and his was just started. Even though his scores were pretty low, He was telling me about how he walked up, came down with his Christmas stuff, and he had to pivot on the steps to come down, and he almost fell. And he said, man, I know there's such a difference. He goes, I was already putting my Christmas stuff away. And he goes, and I went that same pivot, expecting the same result. He goes, I had no problem doing it. So, you know, catching it sooner than later. Make this year. Let's get that neuropathy taken care of.
All right. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers has been successfully treating and helping neuropathy sufferers since 2013. The professionals at Tri-State Neuropathy Centers understand full well how to help people with neuropathy. They have treated over 12,000 patients who have suffered from neuropathy and have 90% patient satisfaction rate. So what you need to do as we go to break, make the call right now. Leave your information. They will get back to you. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, and Weirton, West Virginia. MaryDanston.com. All right, back with Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Center. So let's talk about who gets neuropathy and obviously what is neuropathy, Doc?
Right. So neuropathy itself, the word neuropathy means death or destruction of a nerve. Okay, so that could be anywhere in the body. But when you add the adjective in front of a peripheral neuropathy, that gives you a demographic of where it will be. So peripheral is the ends. So peripheral neuropathy is the death and destruction of the nerves at the ends. So jumping back to the whole big composition of your nervous system, your brain controls everything. Every cell, tissue, organ is controlled by your brain. It sends a signal down your back and then leaves your back as a large nerve fiber. Now that controls the big stuff, your muscles, your heart, your stomach, your liver, your legs, your feet, your toes, bending your toes. But when that nerve ends, it ends in the top layer of your skin, and there's this tiny little microscopic nerve, so small you can't see it. That's called your sensory nerve or your small nerve fiber. When that nerve gets damaged, that's what we call peripheral neuropathy. Now, there are a lot of things that can cause neuropathy. I mean, there's hundreds of reasons, but there's the top ones are obviously people think you have to have diabetes to have peripheral neuropathy. That's not the case. That is one of the main reasons. Chemotherapy is another culprit to this, even some radiation. Broken down backs like stenosis, disc problems, surgeries, they can cause it. And then certain medications, one in particular that we see most often is cholesterol medicine, or what we call a statin drug. Those are the top four. I have been noticing a lot of people that have been getting the COVID shots seem to be coming in. If they didn't have it, they might have it now. Or if they had it, it's definitely elevated their symptoms. So maybe that could be a culprit. But there's a lot of other reasons, you know, Lyme's disease, Agent Orange, alcohol. I mean, it goes on and on to even emotional stress. You know, I had a poor lady that came in and we were trying to dive deep into what caused it. And I'm like, what happened 2 years ago? Like, did you have surgery? Was there an injury? She's like, no. I'm like, anything emotional? And then her eyes lit up and, you know, she had ended up surprisingly going through a divorce and her dad died in the same week, went in depression. And it was weird enough. That's what, that caused it. So there's lots of reasons to cause it, but it generally starts at the tips, you know, whether it's your fingers or your toes, more often in your feet. Starts at maybe one side, rolls across your toes, and then it'll jump to the other, and then it works its way back, you know, up to the knees, and that's where it stops, whereas a large nerve fiber like sciatica will work its way down. So the first thing that you'll see is they feel nummy, you know, maybe fat, maybe swollen, like blocks of wood, or the toes do, and maybe you feel like your socks are crumpled up, or you're walking on a pebble or a spongy kind of feeling. A lot of people say that. But that numbness is the first symptom people will get. Then it'll roll into pins and needles, tingling, maybe a little stabbing pain. And those are the next. And then it becomes like, I call it a la carte symptoms. Everybody then starts to get burning, stabbing, electric shocks, stinging, cramping, like we talked about. And the worst part about neuropathy is it's going to get worse. That's the unfortunate thing, is neuropathy is a progressive disease. Whether your diabetes, once you start it, it's on its way. It's like the snowball rolling down the hill. You get it rolling, it's going to keep going. It's just a matter of how fast it's going to happen. And that's the guarantee. Doing nothing about it, it will get worse. And That's the scary part. If I had that hope that there's nothing to do except take medication to mask it, it'd really devastate me.
And, you know, if there's somebody listening who's in their 30s or 40s and saying, I'm too young to get neuropathy, well, that's not the case.
No. In fact, I just had a guy in who is 40 years old, and he got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and had to go through chemo. Ugh. And it was destroying him. And when he came in, you could just see it. His face was worn out. He was disengaged. You know, he felt there was nothing that could be done. And, you know, when I got to diagnose him and say, you do have peripheral neuropathy, you're a great kid in for our program. We got him started. He left a message a couple of days later on our answer machine. We weren't there. Just ecstatic. He goes, I can't believe the difference just in this few short days. Now, he caught it right away, so it was nice. Easier to treat a patient that's newer with it. And he was just in after doing a week's worth, and man, is he doing great. He's like, I'm telling everybody, I have friends in Florida that have this. He goes, I have friends online that have this. He goes, there's a solution, and I can't believe it. At 40 years old, and he was as bad as he was, not sleeping, and just all day thinking about his feet. At 40 years old, you know, say he lives 80, 40 years of life with that, and it was only going to get worse. That's pretty scary.
Well, and here's the thing. The rest of your health will start to fail, too.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, a lot more than just the neuropathy you'll be dealing with if you don't do everything you can to get that cured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, it, like you said earlier, it debilitates you. Oh. Your mobility changes.
Atrophy sets in.
Atrophy, yeah. I mean, when you get your blood flowing through your body, that's good. You know, it's getting all the oxygen and nutrients to the tissue. The less you move and work, move around, exercise, you get less oxygen and nutrients, and your body becomes unhealthy. Infections set in. Inflammation sets in. It's just a deterioration factor.
Inflammation, by the way, is one of the top reasons why people pass away. Inflammation is horrific.
Yeah. Inflammation is the root of every disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether it's heart disease, cancer, anything, neuropathy. Inflammation is the root of every disease. So
are you shocked by how many people come to you and go, I've been dealing with this for 20 years. I've been dealing with this for 10 years. I mean, and the only reason many of them come to you have been dealing with that long because they have no mobility whatsoever.
Right.
Or it's so limited that they're a prisoner in their own house. But how many people, because the medical treatment has been take this Band-Aid, this
right.
pill, and it's not going to cure it, but it'll help you deal with it. But as in everything, your resistance gets built up and it doesn't do any good for you. And so you just find yourself on down a spiraling staircase that you can't climb back up. And so the thing of it is, it's shocking how many people just live with this for as long as they do. That's why I'm telling them you owe it to yourself to go get that consultation, examination, and treatment is free. You do all of that on the first visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that very first visit is the most important one. That's where we get to determine whether they're a candidate for our program or not. And we turn people away often. I mean, they come in maybe with that large nerve fiber, radiculopathy, plantar fasciitis, Morton's neuroma. We'll know that first visit. But if you are a candidate, you know, I always tell patients that you can expect to probably be 50 to 100% better through the program.
I mean, the joy that people must experience.
And they're skeptical.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, they've been dealing with it for years and they're taking medication. It's not getting any better. And you're going to come to you in one visit. But 12,000 people can't be wrong.
Right. That's what I always tell people. If it didn't work, there's no way we would have started with one office. Now have 8 offices. We've brought other docs. We have 5 docs on board in the whole tri-state area. Now, the greatest thing is we the equipment that we use is FDA approved. So this isn't hokey pokey stuff. It's FDA approved. We have a lot of different components to our program. Just depends on your severity. It's drug free. The greatest part is you get to do most of everything at home. Oh. So it's super easy for these patients. And it doesn't matter how old, you don't have to be that 40-year-old guy. You can be a 93-year-old, that, you know, is, you know, not getting around as good. You can still do these treatments. It's that easy.
Listen, being 90 now is kind of like commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have Dick Van Dyke celebrating his 98th birthday, still dancing.
That's
so
crazy.
I'm just saying, life begins when you want it to begin. And it can begin for those of you right now. If you call this number, leave your information. And again, that consultation and the examination and treatment is all free. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. The Tri-State Neuropathy Center's program is drug-free, painless, non-invasive, and FDA-approved. Dr. Sean Ritchie will discuss how the technology from Tri-State Neuropathy Center's treatment program provides a great deal of success and gives great hope of returning to an active and enjoyable lifestyle to neuropathy patients in the Butler and surrounding areas. But here is where they are again. They are in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, marydansedin.com. Call 724-940-9000. If you call this morning, leave your first and last name and a working number. They will get back to you next business day, 724-940-9000. We're back with Dr. Sean Ritchie, the Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, marydansedin.com, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is absolutely free. Okay, let's kind of lean in on the technology a little bit. Look, a lot of people, they've been popping up. But nobody's getting the results like you're getting. And I think you've been the catalyst. You've been the pioneer. You're in the forefront. And everybody sees how this brand is growing. And when you help 12,000 people get cured from neuropathy, that's a success story that nobody can compete with. But let's talk about why you think you've done so well and continue to grow. And that technology has so much to do with it because it works.
Right, right. You're right. There are a lot of people, you know, popping up, trying to replicate what we do. And, you know, I appreciate that. There's a lot of people that are out there suffering. But the one thing that I know when I first started doing this is the experience. You know, like when I would have a patient come in, I would do the best of my ability to try to diagnose them and make sure that they were a qualified candidate. And I think that becomes natural now, you know, after 12,000 patients and knowing who are good candidates, who aren't, you know, who, what type of expectations to put to the table for the patients, is so important. That's why we have such a high success rate, because we only accept who we are very confident in. So that's the first thing. Experience is definitely, you know, under our plate there. With regards to technology, I think that's the biggest thing. Technology, when we first started back in 2013, it was effective, right? But, I mean, I don't want to get all scientific on how these lights work. We use a technology called low-level light therapy. And light, what it does, Rob, is it, or what the problem is with peripheral neuropathy is these little nerves are not getting any oxygen or nutrients. And it's just not allowing them to rebuild and start to come back to life. You know, your heart's way up in the middle of your chest. The furthest from that is all the way down at your toes. And what happens is these little capillaries in your skin are designed to stay open, you know, open. And it's only a single cell wall layer. That's where all the oxygen and all the nutrients fall out and feed tissue, feed your muscles, your ligaments, your heart, your intestines, your eyes, everything. It's fed by that. And it stays open and stays very permeable by a molecule called nitric oxide. Your body makes it. My body makes it. It has one purpose. It's designed to keep those vessels open, loose, and pliable. When you start to get older, you start to lose that production of nitric oxide. When you're about 40 years old, the depletion, is, they generally say, is around 50%. When you're 60 and above, they say it's only at 15%. So what's happening is these little capillaries are starting to tighten up. So when that blood comes through with all the oxygen and nutrients, it just can't get out. So those little nerves that are being damaged from diabetes, statin drugs, back issues, chemotherapy, they need that oxygen and nutrients to start to stay alive, okay? So that's how that all begins. There was a guy, I believe it was around 2008, brought a Nobel-winning knowledge about this light therapy that can produce nitric oxide. I'm sorry, the guy that discovered this nitric oxide in 1998, Dr. Gnaro, was the guy that discovered nitric oxide. Dodaro was that guy, he was a neurologist that brought that knowledge and put some science to it and said, hey, if we can dilate these vessels in your skin and bring more oxygen and nutrients to those nerves, your body knows what to do from there. And that's exactly what we do. We're just giving your body the ability to do what it's supposed to do, help it regenerate things and heal things. And that's what we have. That's one of our main components to our program. It's called low-level light therapy. And we have the most powerful lights on the market. There is nothing. In fact, like all these other places around, unfortunately, they do have some therapies, but unfortunately doesn't touch what we do. And that's why we are very successful. And that's why most people get results. So that's a lot of fun to have the best technology in the industry. So it's really fun to be able to be the pioneer, just being able to, you know what we're doing. This is all we do. You know, a lot of these places that are popping up, they have versatile things that they do. We are 100% dedicated to treating neuropathy. You know, every office that we have is fixing neuropathy. So, you know, we specialize in it. This is all we do. We focus on it. So when you come to us, you know, you're going to be treated for neuropathy. If it's anything else, that's whenever we get to point you in a different direction and tell you, hey, this is where you might want to go. And then depending on your case history, we have other components. We have technologies that we literally can increase your microvessel blood flow, which is pretty cool. A stat that always kind of blew my mind, your heart, it sends blood out. It goes into an artery, then hits a capillary, drops out all the oxygen and nutrients. That's why it's blue or purpley and goes back in a vein. If you line all those arteries, capillaries, and veins in a single file line, the average human adult will travel about 92,000 miles. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
The capillaries are about 75% of that flow. That's how important they are. So this other technology that we utilize, which is you can't even feel anything, it's designed to increase that microvessel blood flow. It can increase it up to like 50%. But I always put a little analogy, you know, what's happening with like if you have grass that hasn't had any rain or sunlight, once it starts to die, get wilty. If all you do is give it rain and provide the sunlight, you can get it back. So what we're going to do is open those vessels, and then if we can increase it, turn the sprinkler up higher and get more rain, then you can get better healing rates. And that's exactly what that technology does. We have another therapy that can actually stimulate those little nerves, get them to exercise, if you will. I always tell them it's like taking your nerves to the gym. We have that. We have some nutrition to help give you the right support for the best healing rates. So we have a very comprehensive program. It just depends on that first visit, on what your case is. Are you beginning? Have you had it for years? Have you been suffering? Is it getting worse? You know, all those things come into play onto what we put to the table. But everything's FDA approved, non-invasive, drug-free. Most of it's done at home and super easy.
Here's the question somebody's saying. Well, why you and not traditional medicine as we know it? Because they don't lean in on science. They lean in on big pharma.
Right. And that's kind of the thing. That's what, you know, you go to a medical model. I could tell you the journey. Everybody comes in and tells me, I got this numbness in my toes and I went to my PCP and they didn't really listen to me till finally started getting pain. And then like, all right, well, we have this medication for you. Gabapentin, Lyricare, Neurontin. And they just do that. And then they do that god awful painful test, an EMG or nerve conduction test. And they're painful. They really don't even assess peripheral neuropathy, and they keep going through that same like broken record. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. New testing, up the dose, and you know that's really not going to get you better. And they tell them that there's no hope, but I'm telling you today, I am 100% confident. If you come to us and we can diagnose you correctly, which we do, I can't see most of our patients over 90% will get 50 to 100% better.
All right, when we come back, I love this segment. Usually it's a little earlier, but we had so much stuff to kind of get out to you today as we start the new year. Some of you may be hearing about them for the first time. So when we come back, we're going to do those success stories. You know, over 30 million people in the United States suffer from neuropathy. Dr. Sean is going to elaborate on the, well, how neuropathy has robbed people from enjoying the things that they love in life, but how these success stories that you're going to hear on the other side of the break, he's turned things around. You know, these symptoms that people deal with, numbness, tingling, burning pain, loss of balance, that's a big problem for people. The feeling of walking on pins and needles and weakness in their arms and legs. And many people suffering from neuropathy's debilitating symptoms give up hope to regaining their lives as traditional treatments have been disappointing. So again, if you've been suffering with neuropathy and wish to look into a proven method of improvement, call 724-940-9000 today. Leave your name and number. They'll get back to you next business day. 724-940-9000. And remember, First consultation, examination, and treatment, all free. 724-940-9000. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, and Weirton, West Virginia, and MaryDanston.com. All right, we're back. Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Center's drug-free, painless, non-invasive, and FDA-approved. Dr. Sean Ritchie is here to discuss the technology that is Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, in which they have helped cure 12,000 people with neuropathy. Give me some of those success stories, Doc.
Oh, it's a lot of fun to be able to go through the initial exam to make sure they're a qualified candidate. We do that free, and then we get going. And then it's a journey. You know, it's not an overnight process. Some people, like I mentioned, the young guy earlier, that in, you know, a couple of days was noticing a huge transition. To sometimes they've had it longer and it's a little more advanced and it just takes some time. But the great thing about it is once we become partners, we're going to be partners forever. We're going to do the best we can with the best of our knowledge and best of our technology and do the best we can to get you better. So we're partners for life, which is a nice thing. And we become friends, you know. It's a very nice office in the sense that, you know, all of our staff, they're all heartfelt and they're all just warm. And it's not like when I go into those cold offices. We have fun. We joke around while we're doing the therapy. But yet we're very serious on what we do and how we help people. But when we do help people, it's you know, every story is different. And you get people that come in that, you know, that are older and they don't just have neuropathy. There was a one guy, Larry, he came in, poor guy, he had Parkinson's disease pretty good. And, you know, that's a motor skill problem. And but he also had peripheral neuropathy. So he had this really bad balance. So it's hard for him to do any type of therapy. So whenever we were able to diagnose him with peripheral neuropathy, address that, you know, get his feet feeling better, getting him more stable on his feet, getting his balance better, which we did. Last time we checked him, he was 90% better, just a tiny little numbness in his toes. But what it gave him was that ability to be balanced now. So now he could focus on therapies, you know, for the Parkinson's. So, I mean, every case in its own is in itself. I had a lady come in, Darby. She was she had for a long time. She had it for like 10 years. But one of the symptoms that she had is there's a thing called restless leg syndrome. It really wasn't that, because that drives a person crazy. But she said that I sit in bed and my husband say, I kick, and I wake him up and it drives him crazy. For 10 years, she said she did this. When she got started with a program, she came back the next week. She's like, I don't know what the heck this stuff does. She goes, but my husband absolutely loves it, because so the first day that I started, I haven't kicked one time in bed. Over 10 years, she goes, and now I'm not kicking, and he's sleeping, and he's living the life now. But she did good. So different things like that, other than your typical stuff, you know, like there's a guy, Ken, who was a big golfer, you know, which requires some balance, and he had gotten it from chemotherapy, his neuropathy, which really affected not only his balance, but he had a lot of symptoms too, and it was driving him crazy. You know, he still wants to be active and do the things he loves. But by the time we were done with him, he had his balance back and he was keep golfing. And a lot of times people lose feeling on their cars. You know, there was a woman, Jane, that came in that she was, she had gone through chemo as well. And she had gotten really bad neuropathy. I mean, it was bad, really advanced, but her worst part and her worst scare was that she was not going to be able to drive again. And that was her biggest goal, was I don't want to lose that independence. I don't want to lose the ability to drive. And by the time we were done with our, you know, our first phase of care, she was 60 to 70% better. And the biggest thing that she smiled was the fact that she was still able to drive and keep that for the rest of her life. So that's the good thing, is once we get people better, we can teach them how to maintain that. And it's pretty easy to do. So that's the good thing, is once we get patients there, maintenance is very simple. I just had a guy come in who was newer. So when people come in, the first phase or the first time you feel like you have it, those are simple cases. But we had gone through the program with him. We had him come back for a second re-exam. And we sat down and he said, well, do you want to know the news? And I said, I definitely want to know the news. And he looked at me with this big smile. He goes, my neuropathy's gone.
Oh.
My neuropathy's gone. And he goes, Sean, the worst part about having that neuropathy aside from the symptoms was that gabapentin. Man, he goes, it took my personality away from me. And he said, my neuropathy is 100% gone. I'm off of gabapentin. And he started to tell me stories about how people that he passes in life, you know, from church to friends to family, and they're like, wow, what a different person you are. And it's just nice to hear those stories, you know.
Well, anybody takes anything, there's always side effects.
Oh.
So
have you ever looked at the side effects of gabapentin? It's like 17 pages long. It's crazy.
Listen, great stuff. Looking forward to this new year and all the good things that it's going to bring, especially curing more people with neuropathy. You've become such a major part of our weekend family. Thank you for everything you do, and keep up the tremendous work. Okay?
I appreciate it. Always enjoy working with you.
All right. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, Tri-State Neuropathy Center, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Go to MaryDancedIn.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.